This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
My special guest co-host this morning is Lovely Petty Fleur from the Housewives in Melbourne. Thank you for joining me this morning, Joel.
You're welcome.
Now, do you love TV, love dramas and stuff, don't you?
Yes, of course.
Well, this next guy is a bit of an expert when it comes to Aussie drama. He did an amazing book called The Super Aussie Soap. It's way back in 2004. He loves his local drama, and coming up this Sunday on Channel 9 is a special on 20 to 1, all about the hottest TV commercials. Andrew Mercado, good morning.
Good morning, and just for the record, I love some Real Housewives of Melbourne too. Wow.
Good morning, Andrew. How are you?
You've really caught my attention this year, Petty Fleur.
Oh, lovely.
Have you been watching, I guess, this season, Andrew, your favourite moments?
Look, my favourite moment, of course, when they went to Dubai and stayed in that fabulous
hotel.
Now,
be careful what you say.
No, look, I thought this year was a really great season. And it's interesting because I do love drama. And, I am a big fan of soap. But, you know, I actually have finally, it's taken me many, many years, but I've finally started to appreciate the housewife genre. I actually think it's a bit of a new way of doing drama and soap. So I'm absolutely loving it.
So has Melbourne Housewives changed your opinion?
Yes, it actually has.
Great answer.
This is a true story. Until I forced myself to watch The Housewives from episode one, the first season I wasn't convinced. By this season, you guys totally won me over.
Oh,
I am now a huge fan.
Now, Andrew, you're from Sydney, so are you looking forward to the Sydney version of The Housewives?
Wow, can't wait.
How are they going to compare?
I think it will be very, very interesting. I'm reading today that the rumour is that filming's now going to start in September to take advantage of Sydney's warmer weather.
Right.
I think it'll be a fantastic addition to the genre. And look, down the track, I'm really hoping for The Real Housewives of the Gold Coast as well.
Oh, that'd be trashy.
I can't wait.
Hey, Andrew, I have to say, as I mentioned before, you did an amazing book a few years ago, Super Aussie Soaps. You love your Aussie soaps, and so do I. I love that book, by the way. Any plans to revise that book and to update it?
Yes, in actual fact, I am looking at doing a second edition as an e-book, and I've actually already written the last 10 years of Neighbours to bring it up to date. And, the reason I think that a second edition is now due is because of the success of Wentworth, the amazing drama that Foxtel has made.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why I think that it's time to chart the success of that show all around the world.
Because, Andrew, shows like Wentworth and Secret City, which is just started on Foxtel, but also shows like Love Child and Husbands on Nine, great Aussie dramas.
Absolutely.
And they're doing so well overseas.
They really are. You know, I'm a huge fan of Australian drama, and what's happening in TV at the moment now is the reality is kind of ruling, and certainly shows like MasterChef and My Kitchen Rules is where people tend to watch, but the dramas are also doing really, really well. But we're seeing a change in the way that people watch TV drama now. A lot of people don't watch a drama when it's on air that night. They might save it and binge it later, or they think, oh, I can watch that on the weekend because I need to go to work tomorrow and talk about The Block. So that's what we see in TV. But drama's never going to die. A great drama, I mean, there was just a report this week that people are having less sex because they're watching so much drama on their Netflix. And that's a true story.
Of course, when we watch TV shows, Andrew, there's always the ads to get through. And some ads really catch our eye. And this Sunday on 20 to 1 on Channel 9, there's a top 20 countdown of the best commercials ever. And reading through the advanced list here, Andrew, there's a few on the list here that are my favourites.
Yeah, it's interesting, isn't it? And the other thought I think's really interesting about this list is that there's a lot of underwear ads that feature skimpily dressed people because that's what people remember. It always has, it always will. And
correct.
One of the ads that people will really remember that's on this countdown this Sunday is in 1987 when they did that Grim Reaper commercial, which was, you know, that sort of first public awareness campaign about HIV and AIDS. I mean, I don't think that they would allow an ad like that to be on TV. They would say, oh, no, young children will be disturbed by that. But you know what? That's the point sometimes of a public awareness campaign like that. You need to get people's attention and you need to scare them. Nobody who was around in the 80s and saw the Grim Reaper on TV will ever forget the impact of that ad.
Exactly. So do you have any favourites in the countdown yourself, Angie?
Yeah, I'm really, really pleased to see that Sikkim Rex is there. If you remember that Ants Pants.
I was going to say Ants Pants. That's the one that jumped to me straight away.
Yeah, that's definitely
I cannot forget that one. Great.
Yeah.
Catch that show on Channel 9 this Sunday, 7 p.m. It's the best commercials ever. Angie Mercado, thank you so much for your time this morning.
Thank you, Andrew.
Thank you so much. Great to talk to you both.
You too. And let me know when the book's coming out too, the updated version on the ebook.
I definitely will.
Yes.
I'll keep you posted.
Thanks, Andrew.
This Joycast is a free service brought to you by Joy 94.9. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.